One spinoff from the University of Kentucky began as a company called Global Ag Risk, created to offer financial disaster risk management solutions with the aim of helping at-risk populations prepare for and survive catastrophic events, things like drought, floods, and earthquakes. It was founded by our guest, Dr. Jerry Skies, Professor Emeritus in Agricultural Economics at the University of Kentucky, who has over 30 years of experience in developing financial disaster risk management solutions. And he joins us to talk about an outgrowth of Global Ag Risk, a company called Global Parametrics. Greetings, Dr. Skies.
Well, thank you, Tom. Great to be here.
And if you would set the stage for us first by providing a little bit of background, what has been your aim and focus in creating first Global Ag Risk and then Global Parametrics?
Well, I guess it starts from my farm background. I grew up on a farm in Hardin County, and you know, weather risk was always in our metrics of thinking about how you manage a farm. And I went into Michigan State to do a PhD in agricultural economics. I was focused on public policy right out of the program. When I came to the University of Kentucky, I started working on the federal crop insurance program. We built something special there, and then the world kind of noticed it. We built it out of the University of Kentucky for the federal crop insurance program, and that was in 1990. And the World Bank invited me to do some similar work in developing countries, and I went off to Nicaragua in 1995 and really got drawn into the international work. So that's the way this thing has progressed in my life. It was great along the journey because with the World Bank, it started bringing the link between development, poverty, natural disasters into a much larger story for me to understand the economics of what happens when there is a disaster and how it impacts the poor the most. That happens in this country as well as developing countries, but this country, at least we've got resources that we can help when a natural disaster happens. But in a lot of the countries that we work in, we don't have those resources. So I got more and more interested, more and more drawn into the international work with natural disasters.
Well, the attention that you received, the global attention, must have been exciting for the University of Kentucky. What did UK do to help you get your company up and running?
The university was completely supportive. And as things progressed, I started teaching the development economics course because of this international experience, started giving PhD students more access to these kind of data and academic puzzles to work on. So it was really a win-win, I think, for everyone.
Many say it's pretty tough to start a company in Kentucky because of a lack of investment capital. And I'm wondering, given that, how have you financed your company and what are your thoughts regarding future growth?
Global Ag Risk was self-financed. Of course, it was projects that really brought in the revenue. We had projects in Peru and Mongolia, Vietnam. We ultimately started working even in Indonesia on earthquakes. So we were doing that good work, and we had support from Gates Foundation, Ford Foundation. But when it came time to make the next step, the Germans looked at what we were doing, and they came to me one day and said, we'd like you to write a business case to scale this work up. That was in 2010. Now, that was a completely different proposition because that was going to be a company that really had to have capital. And it was clear that both the German government and the British government were interested in the work that we'd been doing, and they were willing to take the journey with us. Now, it took 6 years to get the capital, but we got the first equity capital for Global Parametrics from the British government through their Department for International Development, and from the German government through a fund that's managed that's called the Insure Resilience Investment Fund. And of course, this was really good because the way we built the business case for this type of activity to bring capital markets into developing countries, we had to make the case of why they weren't there in the first place, and it would require patient capital in order to do that. So the public investment was quite good. The whole plan was to bring the public investor, then impact investors. Those impacted investors could be in this community, by the way. And we now actually have third-party advisors working with us to build the capital-raising campaign, which could include capital markets, and we intend for it too. And we're going to start that campaign in earnest.
And how many people do you employ? Where are they?
The home office is actually in London, England, because the British were the investor. There's a subsidiary company that's Global Parametrics R&D that's here in Kentucky, and that's where I am. We have about 20 people all over the world. Half a dozen of those are in the home office in London. We have about 4 in Lexington with some interns and consultants on top of that. We have professionals in Barcelona and Zurich, Seattle, Washington, D.C., where another colleague is working with the World Bank and American Development Bank and some of those agencies out of Washington. So we're quite a global company. And, you know, it's been to our advantage that we were actually working remotely, especially in light of current conditions, because we haven't missed a beat. We're all in different offices. We're in different space. But we are working as hard as we can right now because we know our solutions are needed even more with a fragile world that's going to be created by the current pandemic.
Let me see if I understand what you do. So as I understand it, you're using the data that you gather, and with that, you're able to foresee these natural disasters and help prepare people who are in harm's way, perhaps a tropical cyclone on the way, a hurricane, earthquake, maybe an extreme temperature or rain event. Is that what you do? And can you give us an example?
So to be really clear about the company, we are a commercial company with a social mission, and we do a number of things. As a company that's focused on natural disasters, we've built a massive amount of data in order to actually understand the risk and to structure contracts. And we actually provide monitoring and forecasting services for extreme events. And then we have a fund where the clients can actually take a position of risk transfer and transfer those risks out of those countries into our natural disaster fund and basically manage the risk in that fashion. When you use the word foresee, it's an interesting word to think about. Let's break it down. The first thing is, because of the data that we have a profile of the history, and we can actually give a client knowledge about how frequent an extreme event will occur, what we call a return period. That's very valuable information, because if the event's going to happen, you know, 5 years, that's one thing. But if it's going to happen every 50 years, how you organize the financing before the event is very different when you think about the data analytics that we provide. And that's so important, because in order to manage risk, people need to understand the risk. So that's a big part. The second thing about 4C that we do is we actually have forecast-based financing products, which have become very popular in the humanitarian community. And some of the early work of Global Ag Risk, we laid a foundation for a lot of this because we built the first forecast insurance product in the world on El Nino that would pay before the catastrophic flooding started in the northern part of Peru on the basis of all the business interruption that was taking place for people to get prepared. And maybe the listener knows that El Nino is a very, very strong signal and gives a lot of warning about bad conditions to come in different parts of the world. So it's a very good signal to use for forecast-based financing.
What is the present capacity of the fund that you draw from when you're going to support a project in some part of the world that is about to encounter some sort of natural disaster?
So we've been blessed. The British government gave us an equivalent of about $30 million in this natural disaster fund. The Germans have recently placed $25 million equivalent U.S. dollars. And we have a reinsurer that's very strong called Hanover Re that will match that funding. So all in all, we have access to about $110 million of capital in order to write these contracts and provide this funding.
I wonder where our listeners could go if they're really interested to learn more about what you do.
Yeah, certainly. Our website is globalparametrics.com, and there's a bit of information there. If they want to know deeper some of the academic thinking that goes behind it. The globalagrisk.com website is still open, and it has a number of papers. Readers could read a lot. But I'm happy to answer questions as well if anyone wants to email me directly. It's jskees@globalparametrics.com.
Jerry Skees, Professor Emeritus in Agricultural Economics at the University of Kentucky and founder of Global Ag Risk and Global Parametrics. Thanks so much, Dr. Skees.
Thank you, Tom.